He is. He's still getting used to this world. It's different, huh, bud?
Sarah Ryan just had a baby. Little Ryder is about a month old, and he joins two older sisters, 6 and 3, as the newest member of his family. Sarah is a former elementary school teacher, and she stopped working several years ago after her first daughter was born to become a stay-at-home mom. 2 years ago, her husband lost his job, and with that, the family health insurance. The Ryans run insured for about a year and a half as they struggled to find insurance they could afford.
But knowing that we wanted to have another baby and we would easily reach the maximum out of pocket for most plans the year that we did that. So, I mean, there were range. Basically, the ranges were between $18,000 and $22,000 a year is what we would have paid between premiums and deductible after maximum out of pocket expenses.
The family could have gotten insurance through the federal government's insurance exchange, but they didn't want that. For one, it was the first time open enrollment had occurred, and Sarah admits she didn't fully understand it. Second, the idea of the federal government subsidizing them made the family uncomfortable.
If there was any way that we could afford it on our own, we didn't want to have to take any sort of government subsidies. So, and I know that with Obamacare, there are certain things. I know that it's private insurance companies on the Obamacare website, but I know that the government subsidizes in some ways, and I may be wrong on that. But if there was any way we could do it on our own, we just felt like it was our responsibility to do that.
The family had been paying about $700 a month with a $7,500 deductible, and Sarah says paying that was a strain when her husband was still working. But then she remembered a program called MediShare, which she heard about years ago over the radio.
Which is ironic because nobody hears about anything over the radio anymore. No offense.
Okay. None taken. Now, to cover the entire family, the Ryans pay about $240 a month and have agreed to pay up to $7,500 a year of medical expenses out of their pocket.
Our MediShare program is based on biblical principles of sharing in each other's burdens.
Tony Meggs is the president of Christian Care Ministry, which runs MediShare. The ministry has been around for more than 20 years, but since the creation of the Federal Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, its membership has quadrupled to more than 106,000 members nationwide, with 6,000 of them in Florida. MediShare is not like a traditional insurance plan. A family can select how much they can afford a year in out-of-pocket health care expenses. Based on the number of people in a family, a rate is set. When someone in the network has a bill that needs to be paid, the money generated from the payments goes to pay that expense. Bills are usually paid in about a month, and just like a regular insurance plan, there are networks of doctors in every state which accept MediShare. But as Megs points out, there are things that are not reimbursable, like abortions or birth control.
You know, some of these services are very controversial, and for those people of faith, some of the services, quite honestly, might violate conscience.
And unlike a regular insurance plan, MediShare does not have to accept people with pre-existing conditions. Members also have to adhere to a code of conduct. And say, for example, a person was drinking and got into an accident. That might not be covered. Megs stresses with the program's limitations and non-traditional nature, it's not for everyone. And Sarah Ryan's family is okay with that.
I do support it, yes. And I don't have a problem with that. It's for people who agree with what their policies are, and we do, and we're happy for that, and we don't have any problems with it.
MediShare operates in every state except for Montana. There are other Christian-based health-sharing groups which have also gotten approval by the federal government. Members of the health-sharing systems are considered insured by the federal government, and they don't have to pay any tax penalties, even if their health care doesn't technically comply with the rules of the Affordable Care Act. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.